just a day off, morning off for Steven, just to pick and choose. And
awesome answer. Next. Question and answer. Love those ones.
Is Judas back today?
No.
How close is he?
Do you remember we had the sun yesterday?
A little bit.
He did have a little bit of glow going on. Good. You saw he's getting better, but not. Hopefully, we'll start getting close to Florida game.
Any other changes to the lineup?
No.
What was it about, or what is it about Eric Brewer's style about play and his leadership that makes him care of these?
I think the one thing about Brew, he's been around the block. He's been an Olympian, and believe it or not, I think he played in the 2002 Olympics. He's been a leader on other teams, but he tag with you on the ice, and then couple that with the fact that he's like a professional in like the true sense of the word. He shows up early. He's his training and preparations off the charge. So he's a great guy to have around. He's been really good for us. I think one of the big things was, you know, he used to be a 23, 24 minute guy. We've cut him down below 20, and I think his game's excelled a little bit because of it. So, but he's been, you can tell guys, when he speaks, guys listen. And when Stevens takes over as captain, I think he's a great compliment as assistant. Older guys too, he's really good.
Coop, what are the keys to turning a losing streak around?
I don't know, maybe have one guy score in 7 shootout attempts. You wouldn't be asking that question if one guy scored. And to tell you the truth, like, I looked at that shootout again. I mean, Boston's first 6 shooters had no chance of going in, really. Like, they weren't. But you look at ours. I mean, Callahan's is in the net. It hits his knob. Panic hits the crossbar. So we're, like, right at the cusp. And then, you know, Smith scores on a play. I thought he fumbled it. Like, I didn't think he. I think he was running out of options. He fumbled it. And it kind of, you know, Bish opened his legs and he stuffed it home. So as I said, I think we were right there. We shootout attempt. You're gonna tell me we had 7 guys, not one guy was gonna score. I mean, that would have pulled us out of it. I think, though, just our play, our effort, our structure has been better. Those are the best 2 games we've played since the break, and I thought we played well enough in both of them to win both. So early in the season, where we would have got 4 points out of that, well, now we're getting 1, and we're going to somehow find a way to get to, points now.
Now that giving up a lead has happened more than once, is there anything different you say from the first time that it happens compared to a few times?
The one thing about that, I think that's a point that doesn't really need to be belabored. Like, we know what's happened. The one thing is you have to make sure that we stay positive about everything that's going on, and just control what you can control. Play your part in the game and do it as well as you possibly can. As I said before, everybody at some point blows the lead. Everybody at some point comes back. We just happen to be doing it at a really tough time, at kind of an alarming rate right now, where I think if you look at the first 60 games of the year, we didn't do that very often. So, as I said, we had the lead against Dallas and didn't blow it. It's a positive, isn't it?
What have you seen from